Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we now have more vehicles in our household than we have drivers. I'm a little ashamed to admit it. But with our growing family, we finally got a minivan. And now we have three cars for the two of us drivers. And we haven't decided yet what we're going to do, but if we were to decide to sell one of our other cars, how much is it worth? Maybe how much is your car worth? I think the reality is the car is worth as much as someone else is willing to pay for it. I could decide to try to sell my little blue car for $100,000. That would be really nice. I could put a big for sale sign on it. I could put an ad on Craigslist. But is anybody going to buy it for that price? No way. Car is worth whatever someone else is willing to pay for it. And that's true for just about everything in life. Whether it's a house or Vikings tickets, things are worth however much someone else is willing to pay for them. So how much is Jesus worth? If things in our world are worth as much as other people are willing to pay for them, how much is Jesus worth? Sadly, to some people, he's not worth anything at all. Our lesson from God's Word today started like this. It said, "Now the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread were only 2 days away, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for some sly way to arrest Jesus and kill him." The Jewish leaders of Jesus' day had had enough. They decided it was time to get rid of Jesus. For too long, Jesus had been telling them that they weren't good enough on their own to make it into heaven, and they hated him for it. And for too long, Jesus had been saying that sinners who believe in Jesus are forgiven and saved. And they couldn't stand that either. And so they decided it was time for Jesus to die. So how much is Jesus worth? To them, nothing. To contrast that, Mark then tells us a story of something that happened a couple days earlier. On the Saturday before Palm Sunday, the Saturday before Holy Week, Jesus went to eat at the home of a man named Simon the leper. And it's always great in the Bible to see who Jesus liked to hang out with. So he's at the house of Simon the leper. Do you know what a leper is? A leper is someone who had leprosy, which is a terrible, incurable, contagious skin disease. And so if people were at Simon the leper's house, he must have been someone whom Jesus had healed of his leprosy. The Gospel of John adds that Lazarus, Mary, and Martha were there too. And do you remember those three siblings, Lazarus, Mary, and Martha? Lazarus was the guy that Jesus had raised from the dead. So here, Jesus was eating at the home of a man who had almost died, Simon the leper, and a man who really had died, Lazarus. And how much do you think Jesus was worth to them? Everything. But it wasn't Simon the leper or Lazarus who showed that. We're told that as Jesus was reclining at the table, remember in Jesus' day, tables were really low to the ground, and so you actually laid down to eat. So as Jesus was reclining at the table, a woman, and the Gospel of John tells us that the woman was Mary, not Mary, Jesus' mother, but Mary, the sister of Martha and Lazarus. A woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke it and poured the perfume on Jesus' head. So as Jesus is eating, this woman, Mary, unexpectedly comes up to him with this alabaster jar. Do you know what alabaster is? I didn't either. So I Googled it. And Google says that alabaster is a fancy kind of stone that you could easily carve into different things. And so she had this alabaster stone jar full of pure nard. And doesn't nard sound like a terrible thing? But it's actually a very expensive perfume that you could only get from the Himalayan mountains of India. Our Bible lesson goes on to say that it was worth more than a year's wages. And the Bible actually says it says more than 300 days' wages. How much would that be? Maybe like $50,000. And so Mary takes this fancy jar filled with $50,000 worth of perfume, and she breaks the jar because that was the only way to get the perfume out, and she pours it on Jesus' head and then on his feet, and then she wipes his feet with her hair. And I hope you say to yourself, this is a beautiful story. Do you have anything that's worth $50,000? If you did, what would you do with it? I imagine that somebody wealthy must have given this jar to Mary as a special present on a special occasion. Can you picture Mary? This just must have been her most prized possession. She must have kept this beautiful jar in a special place in her house. And I wonder how many times she thought to herself, when am I going to use this? On what special occasion should I pull out my jar of perfume? Maybe my wedding day. Or maybe when my first child is born. And yet suddenly she had an even better idea. How about for Jesus? How would I use this beautiful jar, this beautiful perfume? How would I use it for my Savior Jesus? To have this come from Mary really shouldn't surprise us. Remember that other story about Mary and Martha and how Martha was busy in the kitchen? And remember what Mary was doing? She was sitting at Jesus' feet listening to Jesus' word, because to Mary, her most prized possession wasn't this so expensive jar. It was her Savior Jesus. And when this idea came into her head to give her perfume to Jesus, I bet she was excited. I picture her just with joy. Her hand must have been shaking as she poured it out on Jesus' head, a beautiful gift for her Savior. And then the disciples had to go and ruin it. We're told that some of those who were there, and the Gospel of Matthew tells us that it was Jesus' disciples and especially Judas. Some of those who were there were saying indignantly to each other, "What a waste of perfume. This could have been sold for over a year's wages and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. And you think this faithful woman had just poured out her love in the most special way for Jesus. And what did the people around her say? What a waste! She should have sold that perfume and given the money to the poor. Why did she do such a foolish thing? What a waste! Can you just try to imagine how that must have made Mary feel? In this heart that was just filled with joy, it must have suddenly been filled with shame. She must have felt foolish. Because the message that she was hearing was, Jesus is not worth this much. So what would Jesus say? You'd almost expect Jesus to say, Mary, these guys are right. This is all too much. This is really a waste. I'm not worth it. But what did Jesus say? He said, leave her alone. She has done a wonderful thing for me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can give to them anytime you want, but you will not always have me. I tell you the truth, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. Was pouring out $50,000 worth of expensive perfume on Jesus' head really worth it? Yes. Jesus said, yes. In fact, he said, this gift was so precious that everywhere the gospel of Jesus would be preached, people would hear about what Mary did for him. And here we are, 2,000 years later, on the other side of the world, and who are you hearing about? About Mary's gift for Jesus. Jesus is worth that much. And the best part of all this is that Mary actually got it. Jesus said one more thing, it's really profound. He said, she poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare me for my burial. Jesus is really saying a profound thing. He's saying that Mary really understood what was going to happen. For months, Jesus had been telling everybody that he was going to go and suffer and die. For months, he had been saying he was going to Jerusalem to die for the sins of the whole world, but nobody got it. Nobody understood. Nobody except Mary. Mary lived in Bethany, which was a little town on the Mount of Olives overlooking the city of Jerusalem. And so she realized that when Jesus came to her town, now it was time. She got what he was about to do. And so Mary didn't care what anybody else thought. She was going to do what she could for her Savior who was about to die for her. How much was Jesus worth? To Mary, he was worth everything. But not to Judas. Did you hear what Judas did? Our lesson ended by saying, then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went out to the chief priests to betray him over to them. They were delighted to hear this, and they offered to give him money. What was the last straw for Judas the betrayer? It was money. Money was worth more to Judas than his Savior Jesus. In fact, if people like Mary were going to throw their money away on Jesus, he was going to put an end to it. And so he went to those enemies of Jesus and he asked them how much they would give him to betray Jesus over to them. And do you remember how much they gave him? 30 pieces of silver. Now remember how much Mary's perfume was worth? 300 days' wages. It is scary to think of what the love of money can drive you to do. To Mary, Jesus was the most important thing in her life. He was worth over 300 days' wages. To Judas, 30 silver coins. So what is Jesus worth to you? That's really a question that you answer every single day of your life. And it's also a question that you answer every time you give your offerings. What is Jesus worth? Unfortunately, too often we ask the wrong questions. Too often I hear people ask, what do we need? Did Jesus need fancy perfume? Did he smell bad? Maybe he did. I don't know, but it wasn't about him needing perfume, was it? Just like our offerings to Jesus aren't motivated by how much we need. Another question that we too often ask is, well, how much do I have to give? Did Mary have to do this? No way. No one expected this from Mary at all. Your offerings should never be, what do I have to give? Final thing that we sometimes say to ourselves is, well, I'll see what's left over. Was this alabaster jar of very expensive perfume the leftovers? No, it was the very best that Mary had. So what was it that motivated her? It was Jesus. Jesus was worth it. As she poured out that perfume on Jesus' head, she was saying, Jesus, I want you to know how much you're worth to me. So how much is Jesus worth to you? I want you to think a minute about the offerings in the Old Testament. Do you know how they would give their offerings in the Old Testament? They wouldn't write out a check and bring it to church. They would bring a lamb or a bull to the temple. And what would they do with that offering? They burned it up. They took their offerings and they set them on fire. Now when we think about that today, aren't we tempted to say, what a waste? Why didn't they at least get some hamburger out of it? But was it a waste for them to burn those offerings up to God? No, that was how they showed how much God was worth to them. I once heard of a pastor who tried to illustrate that by setting a $20 bill on fire in the front of church. And he was trying to say, well, it's all God's. Even our money is something we can give up for God. He's worth it. And as the members were walking out of church, one man said to him, do you realize that it's a federal offense to deface U.S. currency? And so he stopped doing that. But you get the point, right? Jesus said what the last song we sang said. He said, where your treasure is, there your heart shall be. Jesus says that the way you use your money shows what you treasure in your heart. Where your treasure is, there your heart shall be. Your money does not follow your heart. Your heart follows your money. You will love and treasure whatever you spend your money on. Remember how in life just about everything is worth as much as someone else is willing to pay for it. What do your offerings tell Jesus about how much he's worth to you? Mary and Judas both claimed to be followers of Jesus, but only one of them was really a believer. And you know how you could tell the difference? You could tell the difference by the way that they used their money. How much is Jesus worth to you? Like Mary or like Judas? And as you think about that, I want to let you know a detail that I never thought about when I read this story before. We're told that Mary anointed Jesus on the day before Palm Sunday. And so 6 days before Good Friday. Now think this through. For those of you who have long hair, if you were to take 2 cups of perfume and pour it on your hair, not just a little spritz, but 2 cups of perfume and pour it on your hair, and then you weren't to wash your hair, like people in Jesus' day didn't do, how long would that perfume stay in your hair? Now, I have no experience with this, but probably for a long time, wouldn't it? Jesus said, she poured this perfume on my body beforehand to prepare me for my burial. On Good Friday, when those Roman soldiers pounded that crown of thorns onto Jesus' head, could they smell the perfume? As Jesus hung there on the cross, abandoned by everybody else, when the wind blew just right, could he smell that perfume in his hair? When Joseph of Arimathea took Jesus down from the cross and he laid him into his own tomb, could he smell that perfume on Jesus' head and on his feet? Mary got it. She realized that no matter what she gave to Jesus, Jesus had already given her way more. It is absolutely true that you are worth as much as someone is willing to pay for you. So how much did someone pay for you? Jesus paid with his whole life. And how much is Jesus' life worth? Well, as that great theologian Buzz Lightyear used to say, to infinity and beyond. That's how much you're worth to Jesus. Jesus looks you in the eye and he says, you are worth it. No matter how you compare with the other people at work or at school, Jesus says to you, you're worth it. No matter what you think about yourself when you look in the mirror, Jesus looks at you and he says, you're worth it. No matter what people say about you behind your back, no matter what that little insecure voice in your head always says to you, Jesus says to you, you're worth it. You are worth Jesus' own life and death on the cross. He wants you to know that you are worth everything to him. And then he asks you, well, what's Jesus worth to you? In the 1500s, the famous painter Leonardo da Vinci painted a painting of Jesus. And over the centuries, that painting got bought and sold and lost and found various times. And how much is it worth? Well, in 1958, that painting was sold at an auction for $100. Nobody knew that it was really by Leonardo da Vinci. Just 6 years ago, in 2011, an art collector saw this painting and he bought it for $10,000 because he thought it was a copy of something that da Vinci had painted. Well, that art collector realized that it wasn't a copy. It was the real thing. And so just this last Wednesday, that painting was sold again at an auction. Did you hear how much it sold for? $450 million. So yeah, how much is the painting worth? Well, it's worth whatever someone was willing to pay for it. We're about to enter a very special time of year at our church to celebrate Thanksgiving and Advent and Christmas and Lent and Easter. We're about to enter that time of year when every single Sunday when you come to church, you're going to hear about things that Jesus did for you. You're going to hear how much Jesus paid for you. And I hope that you're here often to hear again and again how you mean everything to Jesus. You are worth everything to Jesus. And then my prayer is that, like Mary, you would realize how much Jesus is worth to you. Jesus is the real thing. And that means Jesus is worth it. Jesus is worth your time. Jesus is worth your sacrifice. Jesus is worth your love. Jesus is worth your generous offerings. All that we could say with the psalm, our verse of the day, whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Jesus is worth it. Amen. Let's say a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you forgive us today for every time we have the attitude that Judas had. For every time that we love and treasure our money more than we love and treasure you. Dear Lord God, we ask that you give us an attitude like that of Mary, who knew what you were going to do for her, who knew what she was worth in your eyes, and so she was willing to give everything to you. Convince us every single day, dear Father, that you are worth it. In Jesus, our Savior's name, we pray. Amen.